Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you want to know more about adult learning here at Vectis Radio, then send me an email, ian.mac@vectisradio.fm. How are you, Charlie? You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. You?
Yeah, I'm fine. This is quite a sad moment because this is your last session for a while.
Yeah,
hopefully, fingers crossed, you're going to come back in a few weeks' time.
Yeah.
Maybe towards the end of September because we've got a plan for you. But session 8, how do you feel?
Really happy.
Why do you feel happy?
Because I managed to do upload my episode all by myself with no help.
So you've written it?
Yeah.
Voiced it?
Yeah.
Produced it?
Yeah.
Uploaded it?
Yeah.
At last. Fabulous. That's brilliant. It makes you feel happy.
Yeah.
Last week you were disappointed. Tell me why you were disappointed.
Because I knew I could do better with it and I wasn't focusing properly because my eyes weren't being able to see the...
Because you never had your glasses.
Yeah, with the little line.
So... Here we are, you've achieved it.
Yeah.
This is the ultimate. You've achieved what you wanted to do. When you came in session one, you said you wanted to do your own podcast from start to finish, which hopefully leads to whatever it leads to. So fingers crossed, what we're going to do now is you're going to have the rest of the summer off, aren't you?
Yeah.
Because do you need a break?
Yeah.
So you're going to have that. And then you're going back to college, aren't you?
Yeah.
And you start in September. But you don't know what hours you're going to, or days you're going to be doing.
No.
When do you find out then?
The day I go back.
So you don't find out until then. They don't message you and say, hey, look, these are your sessions.
They send me the timetable, but they don't say what days I'm doing. Well, they say like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, but they say like 9 to 4, 9 to 1, 9 to...
Right. But you'll find out, and then when you find out, we can then work out when your last sessions are going to be, and then hopefully, fingers crossed, you're going to be doing a bit of volunteering for us.
Yeah.
Will you continue to do the podcasting, the Chelsea podcast?
Yeah.
Because that's what you've been doing. You probably clocked up about, I don't know, 10 podcasts or so.
Yeah.
And you've done 2 this week.
Yeah.
Just tell us a little bit about Fran Kirby.
She played for Reading for a bit. And she came to Chelsea in 2014, and the end of 2014, the start of the 2015 season. And ever since then, she's been amazing for us, and we've secured our 5th WSL title this season.
Is she's still playing then?
Yeah.
Does she still play for England?
Yeah, but she's currently injured.
Oh, right, so that's the reason why she's not in the World Cup then?
Yeah.
Okay, did you see the game yesterday?
Yeah, I heard bits of it on not the radio, but you know the One Football app?
Yeah.
I saw bits of it on there.
Okay.
You've got the scores, and I saw like it was still 0-0 between us and Nigeria, and I thought, well, it could be worse. We could be like 4-0 down.
Well, I mean, they rattled the bar in the first few minutes, didn't they? And then our goalie made a fabulous save. I thought, in actual fact, over the 120 minutes, that Nigeria were better than England.
Yeah.
And I think out of all of the teams that I've seen in the Ladies World Cup so far, I thought Nigeria were probably best equipped to win the whole thing. So I got a funny feeling, and there's no easy games from here on in, but I think they've just beaten the best team in the tournament on penalties. They got lucky. And sometimes you need a little bit of luck. So who's next? I mean, the teams that were... They're playing now, aren't they?
Colombia or Nigeria. Not Nigeria.
Jamaica. Yeah, Jamaica. So who do you think? Colombia, I think, a goal up.
Yeah, I'm hoping for not the pushy shoveys.
Who's the pushy shoveys?
Colombia, because they used to... In the Men's World Cup, like 2018, they pushed England around and we had no penalties whatsoever.
Oh, right, it's finished now.
Yeah.
It is finished, and it's Colombia 1, Jamaica 0. So we're playing Colombia Saturday morning. I think it's 11:30, isn't it, in the quarterfinals. So that will be a toughie, but I think they've just put out the best team in the tournament. Because I think it was Nigeria that beat Australia 3-2, and they're still in as well, so they're going to be difficult to beat. And the other lady that you did as a podcast this week was who?
Erin Cuthbert.
Tell me about Erin Cuthbert, because I've never heard of her.
She's a Scotland international. She joined Chelsea in 2017, but she came from... She went from Glasgow Rangers to Glasgow City and came to Chelsea in 2017. And ever since then, she's been amazing. She scored that 94th minute winner against West Ham last season.
Right.
That was really good.
And she's also still playing as well. Okay. And
she's an honorary doctorate from the... She got an honorary doctorate from the University of the West of Scotland.
Brilliant. Do you know what? I mean, you really know your stuff. And what I find fascinating is when you give a young lad, I know you're 20, but you give... And a podcast idea, and it's all about Chelsea. It would have been very easy for you to say, right, I'm doing men, I'm doing men Chelsea styles. But you've really mixed it up, and I think it's you've had another lady in there as well. You've not just done one or two; you've done a few, and I think that's brilliant. I think that's a really, really good thing. And it's not just a case of I'll just chuck in a token lady. No, you really know your stuff. I mean, I never heard of Erin Cuthbert, and I didn't know. So you mentioned Frank Kirby won some kind of Super Cup. How many Super Cups? Was it five or six? Who did she win those with?
Chelsea.
So Chelsea won the Super Cup X amount of times. They've won more trophies than the men in the last few years, haven't they?
Yeah, we've won more FA Cups than the senior team as well.
That's brilliant. Look, I've really enjoyed spending some time with you, Charlie. And I know that you've come a long way.
Yeah.
You've gone from this young man that thought he couldn't do it. To now you know you can.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that puts a little bit of a spring in your step and, just a little bit of belief.
Yeah, it might.
So confidence is a big thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you, Charlie. And hopefully you'll get a chance to say goodbye between now and 12 o'clock. But you are coming back in September at some point.
Yeah.